Om Shanti, this is the Avyakta Murali of the 27th of September 1971. The title is The Revelation of Truth with the Power of Love. What is in each one's awareness and eyes at the moment? Is there one thing or two things, or are there two things merged in one? What is it? There is only the one Father. Today, all of you are following one direction and have only one thing. Acha, at this time, there is one thing. But according to the present time, what constantly stays in your awareness and in your eyes? Do you remember service or not? Just as you remember Baba, in the same way, do you also remember service or just that you have to return home? Do you remember this? How can you return home without having done service? Of course, you remember the inheritance for your own self, but you also have to remember that you have to enable others to claim their inheritance. In your awareness and at your every step, you have Baba's remembrance, but together with that, do you also remember service? Or is there just remembrance? Should there not be both? Should there not be both? Whilst walking and moving around, whilst performing action, if you have the awareness that you are an instrument for godly service at every moment, if, even whilst doing physical work, you have the awareness that you are an instrument for godly service, then, by constantly considering yourself to be an instrument, you will never perform any action through which there could be disservice. When you forget this awareness, you perform ordinary actions and your time is spent in an ordinary way. For instance, when any of you become instruments for special service, for the length of time you have the special service in front of you, your stage remains good because you realize that at the moment you are instruments for service in front of everyone. In the same way, whilst performing ordinary actions, have the awareness that at that time, you are engaged in doing world service through the mind. So, what will your stage be? You will have attention and also be checking. If, in this way, you constantly consider yourselves to be instruments for world benefit on the world stage, then would there be an ordinary stage, ordinary activity, or carelessness? So much of your time would be used in a worthwhile way instead of it going to waste. Your account of accumulation would increase so much. When someone has a big responsibility, he considers his every second to be invaluable. If even 1 or 2 minutes are spent wastefully, those 2 minutes will also seem to be a very long period. So, you are the ones who have the biggest responsibility of all. Does anyone else have such a great responsibility as you have at this moment? You have to bring benefit to the whole world. You have to transform the living and the non-living. It is such a huge responsibility. At every moment, have in your awareness the responsibility that Baba has given you. In one eye, you have Baba's love, and in the other eye, you have the task given to you by the Father, that is, service. So love and service have to be together. There is love for those who are loving, but the serviceable, knowledgeable souls are extremely loved. So, both have to be together. Only when your stage is that of having the awareness of both at the same time, will you then be an image of love at the time of doing service. However, there mustn't be just love. What else is needed with love? The form of power. You will be the form of power. But what will be visible as the practical form of power? On what basis is the number given as a result of service? When there is power in your words, that is, together with love, there should be such power in your words that their hearts are pierced. What has been the result up to now? Either you have too much power in your words, or you give them too much love. Sometimes you speak very lightly, and sometimes you speak very forcefully. However, what should it be? There should be the threads of love in your every word. Then, no matter how bitter the words you speak may be, they will touch the heart. However, they will not seem bitter. They will seem to be the truth. At present, if you speak sharp words, the sharpness is also visible in your form, through which many people also say, "You people have arrogance," or "You insult others." On the one hand, continue to hammer them, and on the other hand, give them love. With your image of love, they will not feel disregarded, but they will have the experience that we have mercy for souls. The feeling of disregard will be changed, and they will experience compassion. So the two have to be together. It is said that you have to have velvet slippers. So together with service, there should be a lot of mercy. And together with that, there should also be the happiness of correcting the things that are inaccurate. You have to give them everything very clearly, but with love. By your being the embodiment of love, they will experience the form of the World Mother. It's just as when a mother gives teachings using some words to her children, and yet, because of the mother's love, those words are not experienced to be sharp or bitter. They understand that their mother has love for them and is only bringing them benefit. In the same way, no matter how clearly you speak to them in words, they will not experience those words to be so strong. Therefore, you have to do service whilst being equal in both forms. Only then will success in service be close. No matter where you go, be fearless. Be the embodiment of the power of truth and go as an officer of the Almighty Authority Government. Go with this intoxication. Speak with this intoxication and look at everything with this intoxication. We are the servants of that one. With this awareness, make that which is inaccurate accurate. You have to reveal the truth, not hide it. However, there has to be equality in both forms. When you see someone or when you hear something, do you see them and listen to them with the feeling of mercy or with the aim of learning from them or copying them? The souls of today who are experiencing temporary happiness are revealed as those who have made the elements their servants. What is your stage when you see them? Those souls have been revealed on the stage as those who have made the elements their servants, and this is why we should also do the same. Or, we should also bring about transformation in ourselves just like they have. If you have this thought, what would you call that? Do the children of the bestower ever copy beggars? No matter how much pomp and splendor these souls have in front of you, yet in the future, they will be revealed in the form of beggars. All these souls have taken a few drops of power from the children of the bestower. They took a few drops of power from you, and the result of those few drops is that they are able to see the elements as their servants. However, on seeing those who have just taken a few drops, what do the children of the ocean become? They become impressed. In just a short while, all of them will bow down at your feet. They will be anxious to bow down. Together with love, there should also be the force for service, just as at the beginning there was love and also force. They were fearless and beyond the support of the atmosphere. This is why they had constant zeal and enthusiasm and force for service. At present, on seeing the atmosphere and the environment, you sometimes change your form. This is why success is sometimes one thing and sometimes another thing. Since the souls of the end of the Iron Age come onto the stage to reveal their truth whilst being fearless, why do the confluence aged souls who are the most elevated create different forms and change according to the atmosphere in order to reveal themselves as those who are honest? You are the master creators, they are the creation. How would the creation see the master creator? When you look at everything whilst having stabilized yourselves in the stage of being master creators, what kind of game will all this seem like? The play of dolls is of the bhagats. Which game is this of those who have pomp and splendor? What scene will you see? When it rains, what scene do you see after the rain? Even in a little water, the frogs think that they are in an ocean. They continue to croak and dance. However, that is, in fact, the water of temporary happiness. So, you will see the scene of the frogs croaking, dancing, and jumping around. You will see that they have continued to experience a lot of temporary happiness. So, by stabilizing yourself on the stage of being a master creator, you will see such a scene. You will not be able to see any essence. The words will appear to be meaningless. Therefore, for you to reveal the power of truth, you will have courage and enthusiasm. Now that there is still a little time, do you have the enthusiasm to reveal the truth? Is there still time to reveal the truth? Let there be the intoxication and also a sparkle. Let there be such intoxication that they experience that, in front of this truth, their temporary pretense will not do. Just as when a drama is shown on the stage, They show how the vices take leave. They fold their hands, bow down, and take leave. So, you now have to show this drama in a practical way on the world stage. Now, go beyond this stage of the drama and come into the unlimited stage. This is called service. Such serviceable souls become the beads of the rosary of victory. You have to become such serviceable souls. At present, you are still practicing this. When you practice this, you first go hunting small prey, and then you will hunt the big lions. You will see the final practical part exactly as it is in a small drama. Only then will there be the cries of victory on one side and the cries of distress on the other side. Both will be on the same stage. Acha Om Shanti.